Christi. Amen. Today, as we celebrate this great solemnity of the Annunciation, certainly the focus in the readings is about our Blessed Lady, and certainly that makes perfect sense. But today is the Feast of the Incarnation. This is the day when the Son of God became flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Now we recognize, obviously, in everything that goes on in the exchange between our Blessed Lady and Saint Gabriel, that in that sense, our salvation is dependent on Our Lady. It was all required, all dependent on her yes, her fiat, when the angel appeared. If she didn't say yes, we wouldn't have our Blessed Lord. If we didn't have our Blessed Lord, we wouldn't be saved. Now, I suppose you could say, well, God could have done it a different way if he wanted to, which certainly, if she would have said no, he would have done that. But thankfully, because of his grace, she couldn't say no. She had a free will, so objectively she could have, but subjectively, because of the grace that was there, she was perfectly united to the will of God. And knowing that this was God's will, even though it didn't make sense on the natural level, she was willing to say yes. She was willing to accept something she couldn't fully understand. But when the angel explained to her that even though she had made this vow of virginity and was living a virginal marriage, that it was the Holy Spirit who would overshadow her, and this is how she would conceive. It's never happened before. It's never happened since. It's not something she could have understood. But she accepted, because all things are possible for God, as the angel said. That's the kind of faith we need to look at in our own selves. And we think about the point of the Incarnation, even when we look at the Creed that we just prayed. Two-thirds of it is about the Incarnation. We start with acknowledging our belief in one God, the Father Almighty, and so on. And then it goes on and on and on about Jesus. And everything that's there about Jesus, other than the fact that he's the Son of God, is about the Incarnation. And then it ends with the Holy Spirit and the Church, and then, of course, ourselves with baptism and the resurrection and everlasting life. But that whole big chunk in the middle is all about our Blessed Lord. Because what we're celebrating today is so far beyond what we can understand that that becomes the essence of our faith. And it is. Obviously, our faith is in Jesus Christ. If we didn't have that faith, we wouldn't believe in the Trinity. Because obviously, if Jesus isn't God, then God is not a Trinity. If it wasn't for our Blessed Lord, we wouldn't be saved. We wouldn't have any of what we do in our faith. Maybe a few things that we would have inherited from the Jewish people, but the reality is our faith is based on Jesus Christ. And so that's why this is so imperative to understand to the degree we can, but at least to accept and to believe, because there is no salvation apart from him. We live in this society where we just think Jesus is maybe one way to get to heaven. We even hear this stupidity coming out of Rome that all religions lead to God. No, they don't. All religions somehow lead to salvation. What a crock of rot. There is only one means to heaven, and that is Jesus Christ. And there is no other. And we need to be clear about that. There is no other. And we want to try and find these ways of compromising And every time we do, all we're doing is rejecting the truth. There is no compromise in this. Jesus said, I am the way. There isn't another way. No one comes to the Father except through me. He didn't say, well, yeah, but, you know, as long as you believe in this or that. No, he said, no one comes to the Father except through me. He is the only means because he is God. And he came specifically for the purpose of bringing us back to God. He came in a means by which we could grasp, we could see him, we could hear him, we could touch him, as St. John talks about in his first letter. And all of that is passed down. The early church understood that. They had all the pagan religions. You even look and see what happened at Caesarea Philippi. Remember when Jesus took his apostles there and said, who do people say that I am? That was literally a pantheon. They literally had niches to all of the false gods right there in the cliff. All the Greek gods, all the Egyptian gods, all the false gods, all of them were there. And Jesus brings his apostles to that spot and say, who do you say that I am? They recognized. Peter did at that point, the others, of course, later. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. That is our faith. He could have said, well, yeah, I'm a God, and so are all these false gods. He didn't say that. No, he went there where all the false gods were and said, who am I? And at this point, with this feast, well, we can look at it and say, well, I guess what it means is Christmas is 9 months away. Well, yeah, that's what it means. But that's not what this is all about. This is about our salvation. Who do you say that Jesus is? Go back and look at the gospel today. What did the angel say? He will be called the Son of the Most High. I will give him the throne of David, his father. All these different things that the angel is laying out about who he is. He is God, and there is no other. There is only one God. He is three persons. There is only one way to get to heaven, and that is Jesus Christ, and there is no other way. And that's what we need to be clear about. And any attempt to compromise that is a denial of the person of Jesus Christ. Do you want to stand before Jesus as your judge and explain to him why you denied him? Why you decided that his word wasn't true? Why somehow or another, because we're in the 21st century, we have a better way than God? You could say, well, all things are possible for God, so maybe he came up with a new way. Wrong. All things are possible for God. He can save all people, but there is only one way to save them, and that is Jesus Christ. And so we don't compromise. We don't water it down. We don't try to find other ways. We don't try to justify all kinds of falsehood, because we can't. Because that is a denial of the truth. And the truth is the person of Jesus Christ. Everything is focused on him. Everything is dependent on the incarnation. Jesus couldn't have suffered and died if it weren't for the incarnation. We wouldn't look forward to the resurrection of the dead if it weren't for the fact that he had a body to rise from the dead. We couldn't look forward to being in heaven, body and soul, if he didn't have a human body to be able to get there in the first place. All of this is dependent on the incarnation. Every point of our faith centers around that. So let's not downplay it. Let's not compromise it, because we can't. This is central to everything that we believe, and consequently, it is central to who we are. And if we try to find a way around it, we're denying ourselves. And even worse, we're denying God. So this is that important. That's what we need to keep right before us always, which is why every time we pray the creed, 2/3 of it is about this point, because it is that important. So as you go to prayer, especially today, go there with our Blessed Lady. Look at the faith and the charity that she had, and then look at your own, and be able to say with our Blessed Lady, even though it didn't necessarily make sense on a natural level, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it done unto me according to thy word."